Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, and during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call online, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Any quarterback have more pressure than Dak Prescott to win the Super Bowl this year? I say Josh Allen. No one seems to agree with me.
No one agrees with you. Nope. Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen. You want to try another quarterback?
I didn't think Kirk Cousins had more.
I
brought it up as a topic. We're talking about it. They're playing each other. But I think Josh Allen does have more, actually.
I think also it comes with the conference, though. I mean, we've talked about Patrick Mahomes comparing him to the GOAT, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So you see their dominance, right? Like, realistically, you wonder, like, can Josh Allen get over that hump against Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead?
But that's what I mean, Jay. That's what I mean.
He is. Has to be at Arrowhead.
I mean, I don't think Buffalo's going to get home field advantage. We'll see. I mean, we still got, what, 7 weeks left?
Yeah, he has a rival he's supposed to get over the top against. He came so close last time. He has a team built to beat the Chiefs, right? Like, he seems to get closer and closer. He was the odds-on favorite to win MVP. The Bills were the favorite. The Bills were the favorite to
come out of
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, to come out of the AFC. Look,
preseason.
Here's what I would say about that, though. Josh Allen has pressure to go to the Super Bowl. But Dak has more because of the team. The star on the side of the helmet. No one has ever anointed Dak Prescott the way that they have Josh Allen.
If Dak wins two,
people think he's overhyped.
I got it. Time is running out on Dak Prescott.
That too.
Is time running out on Josh Allen?
No.
Doesn't seem that way
Nowhere
at the moment.
Nowhere close.
Well, although he had a UCL issue and, but yeah.
Yeah, but
doesn't seem that way.
But nobody's thinking about replacing Josh Allen as a quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
I don't think anybody's thinking about replacing Dak.
No, but people are starting to wonder that 18 for the paycheck.
Months, like, what, 2 years.
What's that going to be like? This year he doesn't get over the hump.
That's true.
That's
a good point. There's a ticking clock with Dak.
But the reason that ticking clock is with Dak is because he hasn't gone as far as Josh Allen.
Exactly.
Let Josh Allen stay where he's at.
So let me flip it.
Let Josh Allen stay where he's at.
Yeah.
18 months from now, and he just right there. He goes to another divisional playoff game. He loses, and then another one.
Let me flip it around. Okay, but let me use that same logic. Since Dak has not gone as far, since preseason they didn't expect as much, since everyone knows he's not as good as Josh Allen, like no one's arguing Dak over Josh Allen. If Dak, and he's never won more than one playoff game.
That's what I'm saying.
In his career. Yeah, if Dak wins two playoff games, people are going to be like, oh, wait, this is on the right track. He made a run. He got to the conference championship. Dak, that's good. If Josh Allen wins two playoff games and falls to Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert, or Lamar Jackson in the conference championship, that's not good for Josh Allen.
That is a scenario where that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that tells you that the expectations are higher.
How many scenarios would have to be like? How many other scenarios that would be bad for Dak as opposed? I feel like that would be the only scenario that might be bad for Josh Allen.
I don't think the expectations are higher for Josh Allen than they are Dak Prescott, man.
Right now, I think they are.
I don't think so.
Although I will say this: the Cowboys have come on and the Bills have come down.
He's got time to figure it out. Dak Prescott, the clock is running because people want to push him out. If he doesn't get it done.
I think they finally found someone who agrees with me. Jay in Tennessee, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Max, you finally made the point at the end. I was just frustrated that Josh Allen shouldn't even be in this conversation. He's such a more elite quarterback than Cousins and Dak. So the answer's Dak, right? Because Josh can't even be in the conversation.
No, but the question is pressure on a guy to win a Super Bowl. Max, because he's not, you're saying, because he's elite.
Well, he didn't agree.
That would say, but that would suggest that there's more pressure because he's better, right?
But there's no pressure. Max, you're not listening.
On Josh Allen he's to win all, a Super Bowl?
Look.
Who do you think there's more pressure on, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen, because
Josh Allen,
because Mahomes already done it.
Yeah, because Mahomes
he's got
already
the,
done it.
There's no monkey on his back. He came into the league.
And that's my whole – okay, so mm-hmm. just listen. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
That's my point.
You just, what about this?
Okay. I know, right? But so you just said more pressure on Josh Allen because Patrick's already did it or done it, right?
Yeah.
More pressure on Dak because Josh Allen has gone further mm-hmm. than Dak has. So if Dak has to go further than Josh to lift that pressure off of him.
That's right in terms of what, but the question was specific. It was
in terms
more
of what?
It was more pressure to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. So you're right. More pressure to succeed, to win two playoff games? Dak. Well, more pressure to win three or four playoff games? Josh Allen.
But Max, we also look at the productivity, right? So when you see that Josh Allen accounts for 82% of their offense, knowing that they got to the AFC Championship game, you're like, well, damn, he is like the main reason why they got there. You look at Dak, for the money he gets paid, you're also talking about the Dallas Cowboys and their defense first. First thing you're talking about. You're not talking about Dak Prescott. You're saying they had the best defense. We're wondering if Dak can rise to
the
challenge.
Can I put it this way, Jay? If Dak wins two playoff games, gets to the conference championship and fails there, but wins two playoff games, would you say that's a successful season for him?
I would say
yes.
I would
me
say,
too.
I would say it's a successful season for him only because he hadn't done that yet.
Okay, agreed.
But
Wait. I have here's part two. If Josh Allen wins two playoff games, or one or two, depending on their seed, and does not and loses in the conference championship, is that a successful season for him?
Yes.
I don't think
because
so.
Because he hasn't been there yet.
No, but well, that's Josh, true. That's true. But he is expected when in the preseason people go, he's going to win the MVP. That team's going to win the Super Bowl. And he came this close to beating Mahomes last
Max,
time.
That's the micro. How about the macro?
Okay.
I mean, the macro is the body of work, right? Look at the body of work for Josh Allen and then compare that against
it's already
the body
better
of work.
Than
that.
Yeah.
That's the harder part to kind of justify.
But then the question is,
well,
what
is he's talking about the micro, like this year, like setting it up like, well, if Dak wins two, that's a win for him. And if Josh Allen loses, then he's not getting above where he was.
How many playoff games have Josh Allen won?
That's why I said
it's not going. Because y'all keep acting like he done won like six playoff games.
See?
How many has he won?
Josh Allen, he's being anointed ahead of time. Sometimes that adds pressure.
So he's won three playoff games.
He's won three already?
And lost three.
Damn. He already won three playoff games?
But stop.
Dak's been in the league for 17 years. He's got one playoff win.
Stop.
Adrian in St. Louis has something to say about this.
Dak is 1-3.
And 3-3 is better than 1-3.
Here's the thing. I'm going to hit y'all with a little something from a couple days ago with that announcement. Trump fans, Cowboys fans, no matter how bad they fail you, every year they swear they're the greatest and they're going to win the next time. Yeah. It's always going to be Dak because at the end of the day, there is no fan base that every single year they get in your face telling you how they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. This is our year. This is our year. And the fact is, last time they was on a Super Bowl, you'd have to go back to VHS tapes in order to even watch it.
Yeah, I think Adrian makes a good point, and this is, to me, what the argument's coming down to. Is there more pressure on Dak? There are other reasons, too, but primarily because he is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, and they're good.
I've been saying this since 6 a.m. this morning.
But I say because he has failed so often in the playoffs or has not succeeded in the playoffs enough that – even moderate success in the playoffs, more moderate than Josh Allen's, people will say, yes, right direction, good for him, great. Whereas Josh Allen does the same thing. People will be like, nah, man, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do more than that.
Yeah, but once again, you're never going to question whether Josh Allen is going to be the future quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, listen, this is the reason I think it's a good argument.
And I'm never going to question whether or not Dak's going to be the quarterback right now. Let Josh Allen fail over the next two seasons and keep getting bounced in the playoffs, people are going to start that conversation. Because Dak has failed earlier in the playoffs, the conversation comes earlier. That's all. It just comes earlier.
Yates just came up with a good one. Go ahead, Yates.
Dak Prescott has pressure because of the brand. It's brand pressure. Josh Allen's pressure is football related. He has been anointed. The Bills are the odds on favor, MVP favor, all this stuff preseason. They have the pressure. Josh Allen has the pressure.
So you agree with me, Yates?
I'm with you, Max. Rocket.
That's me and Yates against the world.
Yates.
All right. This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Now, the question is, in about 20 seconds, guys, we're going to reveal the winning word of the hour. Because on KJM, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80 and the ESPN app, and ESPN 2, and your smart speakers and your podcast, we have a KJM 10K a day giveaway. Every show through December 10th, sorry, 7th, we are giving away $10,000, $2,500 every single hour. So far, we've given away $62,500. And we're going to give away $2,500 more right now. The winning one.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
The winning word, which you are to text to 777-000, text it to 777-000. The winning word is...
pressure.
P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E. Yes. Pressure. Text it to 777-000, and you are entered for your chance to win $2,500.
Alexander C. won yesterday. Eric Elston won yesterday. Jeff L. won yesterday. Whoa, get that money.
Alexander C. going to have to change his name to Alexander G's. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Max, you don't even sound right saying that.
Yo, Alex.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, son.
Oh, God.
All right. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022.
Think I can pass this off?
Son.
No.
See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Who would you rather have? Justin Fields or we'll fill in the blank.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
John J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app and ESPN 2, and your smart speakers. And you can download the podcast. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The question, does any quarterback have more pressure than Dak Prescott to win the Super Bowl? The answer is yes, Josh Allen, but we'll get to that later. The winning word of the hour is pressure. You can text it to 777-000. And Sam Acho, ESPN football analyst, is with us now. What's up, Sam?
What up?
What up, Acho? With the fresh threes on. I see you.
Man, I'm just trying to live. Trying to be like Key. Trying to be like Max and Jay, man.
Okay, right. I don't know how y'all know the numbers of the shoes.
Because I remember the threes. Because when they came out, I said, that's dope. The best looking thing I've ever seen. Hey, Mom, can I get one? $100. Are you out of your mind?
Those were a buck. I had them, but I just... I don't know the numbers.
I obviously don't know the numbers either, to be totally honest. Yeah.
I don't know the numbers.
My kids know the numbers.
The only number I know is the threes. That's the only one I know. Yeah.
People be like, what number? I'm like, I don't know, man. I just like them.
And my brother had...
I like the color scheme.
When they came out, if you had like below a certain size, they were called Sky Jordans. My brother had some Sky Jordans. I'm like, what are those? I got to get some of those. All right. So
this way,
Sam, we're going to play.
Better off of fake J's. I got a story about some fake J's.
Some canal streets
right there, no doubt.
Don't wear fake J's in the locker room. You will be made fun of for a long, long time. That's as simple as that.
What do you need? You need a Rolex? You need some Jordans? What do you need? Go right
there. You're not supposed to be the same hand, Sam.
Got the left hand up instead of the right hand up. The left leg up.
They put it. My sister got me some. I mean, like some Jordan. I don't know if they were. I don't know what they weren't a number, but they. I thought they were. I didn't know. In the locker room one day, went out to practice. Key knows where I'm going with this. I came back from practice. My shoes were posted on like the board with the thing. It said no fake J's in the locker room. Acho, never wear these again. I left them in a different country that is not currently here. I did not wear them again. It was bad. I got made fun of for a long time.
I had some fake shell tops when I was a kid. There's nothing worse than people calling
fake
you
shell
out.
Top. Yeah. Shell tops are fly back in the day.
Oh, yeah, with the fat diamond laces, the black on whites, and mines were the. All right, listen. We are going to play a game called Take the Fields.
Yes.
Justin Fields or whatever quarterback we're comparing him to, who would you rather have now?
For now or for the future?
That's a good question. Pat, what are we doing here?
Who it's you would rather have
right now?
This season or, hey, I got this guy for the next 5 years.
Right. I want to play too. Pat Costello, come in here and do this.
All right, cool.
Right now, Justin Fields. Max, we're going to start with you on this one. Justin Fields or Kirk Cousins, who would you rather have
Fields,
right now?
If you put Justin Fields.
Don't steal my stuff.
I said this the other day and you argued with me. I did one to Justin Fields. I had one to Kirk Cousins. I had Justin Fields ahead of Kirk Cousins because I said, if you put him on the Vikings get better. If you put Kirk Cousins on the Bears get worse. You know what that means? Justin Fields better than Kirk Cousins. That's
he just
what
moved the goalposts a couple times yesterday. That was the problem.
I heard y'all talking about this in the break, and I heard Key making it.
Because that's the point I made. We have tape. We're going to bring up the tape.
No, what he said was Kirk Cousins is a 16th quarterback ranked in the National Football League.
15.
Okay. It was 16.
But I'm changing it every week. We're doing it every week. Now it's fluid.
All right, Steven, hey, stop. But so, in the end, I just said that if I took Justin Fields, I'd rather have him than Kirk Cousins because if I put him on the Minnesota Vikings, that's pretty – it's going to be – I'm going to be able to do a lot of stuff with that.
Wait, we have to stop.
If you put Fields on the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, we have to stop now.
But
when I did my one to Kirk Cousins, this dude said – no, and I said, but if you put him on, he's like, no, you can't put Justin Fields ahead of Kirk Cousins. Now he's putting Justin Fields ahead of Kirk Cousins.
Are you putting Justin Fields ahead of Kirk?
See what I'm dealing with every day?
I see what he's saying, though.
Only if he's on the Vikings.
Why the Vikings are not a different
team?
Because
they got some stuff.
Oh, I see.
They got some stuff, man. They got pieces.
They got pieces.
So on neutral teams, it might not.
Tight end, as you know, two receivers, three receivers, a running back, a nice defense. That's the only reason why.
So anywhere Justin Fields goes, if he has stuff, you put him in front of most guys.
It depends on who that is. Because I look at him as a mini Jalen Hurts as of right now. That's the way I'm looking at him.
Not most guys, but Kirk Cousins, yes.
Yeah.
With the way he's playing currently, the last 2.5 games, 1,000%.
Okay. What's the next? What else we got on there? I'll take Fields.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Max?
I'll take my bad. Go ahead.
Dak Prescott.
You want me to start again?
No, Pat was doing it.
Yeah, Pat's doing it.
Yeah, don't take my job. Justin Fields or Dak Prescott. Who would you rather have right now?
Who are you going to, Pat?
Jay.
I'm going Justin Fields. Still going Justin Fields right now.
Yeah, boy.
I last 2.5 games. Right now, like I just gives him – we talk about Dak having that leg injury. Can he still get out of the pocket and be as dynamic athletically? No, I like Justin Fields. I give the experience to Dak, but I still think the upside, the ceiling with Justin Fields and that team will be different than Dak.
Yeah, Acho? You know what Yates just said.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going Fields too. He's just so electric. This dude's losing teams, setting records, touchdowns, running, passing. I know he's got a lot of picks on the season, but this dude is going to be special. He already is special on a team with a salary cap. They're paying guys 2/3 of everybody else. Trading away their best players.
Dan Orlovsky and Stephen A. Smith tried to clown me when I said before the draft, I know the Giants have Daniel Jones, don't care, draft Justin Fields because there's potential greatness there, right? Then when it was clear they weren't, I said, hey, the Bears need to jump up and grab that because it was either going to be Fields or Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Fields has greatness in there. And this is how I see. I think Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen had a baby, and it's Justin Fields. Big, strong, fast, can throw it, the whole thing.
Can I ask a question?
I'm going to stick with Dak Prescott in this one.
Oh.
For the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think – I don't I think Dak Prescott is better than Kirk Cousins, but I don't think Justin Fields right now is better than Dak
for
Prescott.
Dallas. No. For the
no,
Cowboys.
For the Cowboys, no.
Is it because of their Super Bowl potential?
Well, it's because of everything that they have, right, on the offensive side of the ball. They don't have the same weapons that Minnesota has on the perimeter. CeeDee Lamb is not Justin Jefferson.
Right.
Right? I mean, so when you start to look at that, Schultz is a decent tight end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not the same personnel on the offensive side of the ball for me as it is in Minnesota. So I wouldn't put Fields on the Dallas Cowboys right now. I just stick with Dak Prescott because
I see how he's doing it.
Yeah, Fields is dynamic, and he certainly has, over the last couple of weeks, done some things that made you go, okay, he might be okay.
But straight up, if you're starting your team, you taking Dak or Justin Fields? You're starting your own
if
team.
If they're coming out this year's draft, I'm taking Justin Fields.
Okay.
Yeah, let me say this. If Justin Fields had Justin Jefferson right now in Chicago,
then they gonna be, it look different or anything like that.
Would they? I mean, how different would they be?
Think of all the close losses they have. Now make all those close wins.
All right, next one.
All right, this is the last one because you guys keep arguing with each other about every single one of these. So Jalen Hurts or Justin Fields, Key, you just brought it up. Who would you rather have right now?
I'm Jalen Hurts because I've seen more of him in with this system. But what I would say is he's a mini version of Jalen Hurts in my mind. I think if you put him with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and a defense and a running game and Nick Sirianni and all, he could potentially give you some of the same qualities and the things that we see in Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts has grown, Sam, into this position that he's in now.
I would just change one word, Key. He's a bigger version of Jalen Hurts.
I say many.
I know. I mean, I know what you mean.
Baby.
But I'm saying
less experience. Is that where you're going?
He means baby.
What I say, like bigger, mini, not smaller,
better.
No. All I'm saying is
experience.
I would take Fields.
Partly because you would take Fields.
I'll take Fields.
I'd have to take Hurts because we're hoping that when Fields gets a guy, an alpha receiver, he'll turn into maybe even a better version of Hurts, but he hasn't done it yet. So I got to take the guy who's already done the thing we want to see Justin Fields doing. I got to take Hurts.
If Justin Fields had Justin Jefferson, y'all.
Oh.
If he had anything close to that.
Imagine, and I think he might be getting that, and the Bears got a lot of cap space next year, y'all. He might be getting something soon.
Well, let's put it this way. The question as to who's the best quarterback out of that draft right now is very clearly, at this moment, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Trevor Lawrence for a minute.
I don't know how they missed it.
Who? The other teams that didn't draft
him? He should have gone either one or two. If Trevor Lawrence, I understand why Trevor Lawrence went one. He's taller and he won a national title and all that. Yeah, he's got the hair. I love it. Yeah, right. Okay. But then Justin Fields should have gone two. He went
middle of the field to his girlfriend. Whole deal.
Fourth overall quarterback.
Picture perfect. Stand tall in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Does all the right things.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
He's model.
6 foot six, Key. It's not 6'3". It's extra.
As Greg McElroy once told me, he's a family guy, so he should be number one overall. No.
Goes to church?
He goes to church.
Right.
First one in, last one out. Coach's son.
He's Greg McElroy.
What do you mean? He said it, not me, Jay. He said it on our show when we were talking about him being number one in the draft. He said he's a family guy, too. Yes. And I'm like,
Justin Fields hates his family. If only he loved his family.
I so wanted to say that. I was going to say,
what did you say?
I was like, family guy? What does that have to do with drafting somebody?
All right. Well, family guy, Sam Acho. He's a family guy.
I'll get you that passport picture, too.
For sure, man. And might be a couple short in that box, FYI. Yeah. We'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Sam's trying to buy something with this.
Yeah. Is that real money, though? Does people see, like,
It's
advertisements in where I live. Y'all giving away money.
Yeah,
like, really giving away?
Yeah.
We're giving away $60,000 already.
And it's like $2,500
every hour.
$2,500 every hour.
Every hour, someone else.
How do I sign up?
So we have a winning word, right? So the winning word this hour is pressure. You text that to 777-000.
Okay.
You might win $500.
How do you win?
That's it. You just text it, and then you get the word.
You have to answer a question.
No, they just get random. It's like you're entered in a lottery.
If you're listening, you know it's pressure.
Yeah. So you know, 10 G's
the
a day,
the word
Sam.
Changes every hour?
Every hour. So it's not like one person wins 10 G's a day. Four different people every day from now through, it's already been going on 6 days, through December 7th, through the end of the show, December 7th,
$2,500. And don't leave here trying to call your homeboys. work some magic for you.
Get him in the game, man. Get him in the game.
What's the number, man? Hold on.
You get a whole bunch of those Canal Street fake J's for $2,500. I tell you that.
I was scarred for life. The same arm, same leg. I was scarred for life.
That's life changing money, man.
Sam Acho, ladies and gentlemen. The great Sacho.
Yes, sir.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Any quarterback have more pressure than Dak Prescott to win the Super Bowl? 888-729-3776. The correct answer is Josh Allen, but no one agrees with me, it seems, except for Alan Yates and maybe a caller or two. One guy on Twitter.
Doesn't matter.
I know Yates making
some
good points.
Alan Yates doesn't matter?
No.
Why does Alan Yates not matter? He's part of our show. He matters.
No, he doesn't matter in this situation when it comes to us.
He fills in for Jay in our dinners. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The one dinner I miss with you guys. Great.
Awesome. How come I didn't get the invite?
Yeah.
What happened?
You're invited to dinner, Pat. Yeah, okay.
We were not going to a local diner. That's why.
that wouldn't feel comfortable outside that?
No. It's,
to be fair, Yates didn't like the fact that like you ordered some fancy stuff, and Yates looked a little out of his element, too.
It was the
too.
Most rich thing I've ever seen, man.
What was the most rich thing?
Oh, God, don't start
first
that.
Of all,
he's like, you're eating with a knife and fork? Oh, my God.
Italian place, they done switched the menu up for him, and then bro ordered a fish, deboned it, and it looked like a Looney Tunes thing.
Tom and Jerry, for real, Yates. And he did it like Yates. He did it. He deboned this fish with a knife and fork in 1 second like a sous chef. And the thing came out like Tom and Jerry after Tom eats the fish and
Joe
there's nothing but bones.
Eyes and everything, Jay. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, the fish has a whole fish.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do
supposed
it.
To, yeah.
Can you do that too like that?
My no. Tax breaks.
Yes. You do eat whole fish.
I do eat whole fish, but I can't debone it like
that. I can't debone it like that either. I'd order it more if I could.
Man, it's easy, man.
I'm the guy going like, flip it. I got this bone in my mouth. That's me.
Yeah, right.
The whole time I'm like, why is this there?
I'll show you one day. Just hold the light. And I'll show you how to take the bones out.
Pause.
He's going to take you fishing, Jay. It's like a father-son thing, almost, is what he's saying.
Well, he's old enough to be my.
I see. Now, look.
You're not my son.
We are talking
here. I can
tell
by the nose. Your nose is a lot bigger than mine, so.
I'm securing my nose, Key.
Man, stop. Okay, it's a joke.
Why are you going to tell me to stop? I just said I'm securing my nose. Was it my tone that made you think I was sensitive? I couldn't be joking back with you?
Sensitive. Yeah, I didn't push that button.
I'm fine. I'm straight.
What's the game you're most looking forward to this weekend? Which will we learn the most from? Jay, what do you have?
I'll go the boys at Vikings. Well, first off, because of this, a couple of things. Number one, I've been hearing a lot about Brian Daboll, Nick Sirianni. I've been hearing about Mike McDaniel, all these guys as coaches of the year. I haven't heard Kevin O'Connell's name mentioned, right? You think about the Vikings are 8-1. Like, how come he doesn't get any love? No attention for what they're doing in Minnesota? And also seeing the way the boys lost to the Packers and how they dominated in the run game, getting ran against with Aaron Jones and company. This is time for Dalvin Cook to cook. And it's an opportunity for Kirk Cousins to continue to put it in your face, Max.
So, by the way, you're right. It's a super interesting game.
Face.
Like, it's a chance for them to defend home.
No, I had him 16. He rose up when he's 15 now.
Chance, defend home field, man.
If he beats Dak, maybe he gets to 14.
That's what they can do.
Maybe even higher. Can I tell you my game now? I think that's a great pick. You're right. In terms of learning stuff and answering questions, a great one.
Hey. How come nobody has Kevin O'Connell in the Coach of the Year conversation, by the way?
Because they wait for the bottom to fall out.
So here's the game I'm looking forward to the most this weekend.
You're not going to answer my question. He's going
to. Well, I think he'll be in the conversation. I think Daboll is working with so little. Like, you look at the talent gap there, that they have almost the same record, one game difference. So you're going to favor Daboll. And then until recently, because the Eagles were undefeated, it was Sirianni. But you're right. Now that Sirianni has a loss, Kevin O'Connell's right in that conversation. You're right. Are you satisfied now?
That's one of you to answer the question. Thank
okay.
You.
Now. Here's the game I'm looking most forward to. What was the best Thursday night game of this? Best, maybe even the best primetime game. What? Well, no, not the best one because we just saw an incredible one. But Chargers-Chiefs was excellent on Thursday night. The Chiefs came close to beating the Chargers. And here's what I think.
No,
Chargers came close to beating the Chiefs. Right? The Chiefs won, of course. But here's what I think. Justin Herbert on the low is keeping this thing together through his own ribs, where, you know, he could have been sidelined, and injuries to his best receivers, right? So now he gets Keenan Allen and Mike Williams back. Now I'm looking at the Chiefs like, that's not a 15-win team. That's like a 13-4 style team. They got to get popped once or twice more here this season. I think this is the game. And if the Chargers can do that, all of a sudden, remember the preseason buzz about the Chargers? It's back like that because quiet is kept. They got five wins.
Yeah, I look
like that.
I like the Chargers. opportunity here. I just don't think that they're going to take care of the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are just
rolling.
Yeah. Once they start rolling, they don't never. You can hit them early.
They won 8 straight last year.
Yeah, they don't really let up once they start rolling. No.
What do you got, Key?
Man, I'm going to take a turn, and I'm gonna, instead of a Sunday and a Monday, I'm going to go with a Saturday.
All right.
And this is big for USC against UCLA, crosstown rivals, Rose Bowl, you know, nationally televised. Since 1988, this has never been a game this close. It was always lopsided. And now all of a sudden, both teams highly ranked. You know, UCLA, 2 losses on the season, USC 1. USC's in the picture right there. A couple things happen. They could go to the Final Four. We got Caleb Williams. We got Jordan Addison. We got guys that could actually play some football now.
You never know.
We got Lincoln Riley. Although Chip Kelly and DTR have been playing pretty good football, this is just one of them deals, Jay, like basketball in North Carolina. Well, it probably wouldn't even be North Carolina Duke. It probably was more like, what, Maryland Duke?
Maryland Duke? Yeah, Maryland.
So this is like a Maryland Duke. In the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all, with the sun dropping in the background, with the mountains at the top. Oh, so the scenic.
I know I like when you do this, though. You always do the same one.
Oh, the scenic view.
No, okay, you're right. That's North Carolina Duke.
It's North Carolina Duke. It's going to be a dry,
are you going?
Cold.
Are you going? You got to go.
I'm on the fence.
You got to go.
I'm on the fence. And the reason I'm on the fence is because I don't want to deal with 100,000 people. Not only do I not want to deal with 100,000 people, the Rose Bowl is probably the hardest venue in the history of venues to get in and out of.
But you're Keyshawn Johnson.
It's
doesn't
matter.
You don't get choppered in?
Team. No.
They don't chopper you in? And then, land you on the 50-yard line.
And then like Chris Morales and Travis Rogers at 17 LA, we're supposed to get together and watch the game.
Oh, okay.
And so that's one of the reasons. But I'm picking SC in this game, clearly. But everything's on the line right now, man.
Is Lincoln Riley kind of like D'Antoni, almost like the offense, you're going to be straight, but you got to get the defense together, right? You need like a defensive – D'Antoni, if they would have – when they brought in a defensive specialist, you're like, oh, wait a minute. They need to – you need Rex. Yeah, you offer Rex the job.
Yeah, well, Rex doesn't want to make $6 million a year to be a DC in college. Oh, well. the problem with USC's defense in general and in college defense is if you don't have them bears up front, them big old Swaggles and the Marcus Spearses, you're going to get run over. And USC's defense is small right now.
Right.
They got to get big. And once they get
what
big,
what do you call them? The hot jump arounds? The hop around guys?
Hop
around guys?
Olays.
Tune in for college football action tomorrow as Michigan hosts Illinois, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Are the Packers cooked?
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
What do we got?
Woo! Jay wanted evidence of his missed shot immediately covered up by Paul.
What evidence?
There was a big crumpled up piece of paper under my seat, and you had Paul right before.
I don't see any gone. Evidence. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just that one, which could be me, right?
Watching you shoot.
It's hilarious.
Watching you shoot through a paper basket, like a
5 feet away.
2 feet away.
Yeah.
It's hysterical, Dale.
Yeah, that's the paper basket. We all shoot into it, and I'm shooting a good 30% from about 5 feet.
You're like me with free throws.
And no disrespect to you, though, Max. I enjoy working with you at times. Sitting in that seat. Was it yesterday? Was it yesterday or before?
I enjoy working with you at times.
At times, but so, hey, no disrespect. Think of all the trigger keywords.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. I enjoy working with you at times, but go ahead, yes.
Yeah, no disrespect. This is probably I'm on the court with.
You know what I think?
I think
this is going to be a very positive statement. Go ahead.
I realize how bad of an athlete you are.
Yeah.
Because I sat in that same seat.
Yeah.
And that bucket was there. I crumbled the papers. And threw them in and hit everyone with no problem.
I don't remember you hitting everyone.
No, I might have missed one.
Maybe that's the one I saw.
Everyone after that.
Yeah. Okay. And
right. Jay's keeping tally.
I was like, don't let Key miss. Key was just like, bucket.
I'm sitting there and I'm going, the thing is literally next to you.
Yeah. How did you miss? Do you realize I have one eye that sees you through a funhouse mirror because I had a detached retina, and the other eye that sees 20/20?
But it's right.
I know I have no depth perception.
I think you're a pretty remarkable athlete.
Thank you. It is remarkable.
Yeah, it's remarkable what
I
you're
doing.
I think
that's the way to
put
it.
I can barely see out here, and he's hosting the show.
No, I'm a remarkable athlete. We're not saying what the remarks are.
Jay.
It's just remarkable.
The genes alone, though, Jay.
The genes alone. All right, listen. Quick programming note. We will not be on ESPNU today. Jump on your radio, the ESPN app, or SiriusXM Channel 80 right after this segment to hear the show, especially if you want to hear the winning word for the next 2 hours. Every hour, giving away $2,500, just text the winning word, which changes every hour.
Pressure.
To 777-000. This hour, it's pressure. P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E. Pressure. Text it to 777-000. Meantime, Titans beat the Packers 27-17. And of course, because football, we tell stories through characters, right? How invested are you in those characters? How interested? Aaron Rodgers is a big character, one of them in the NFL. So everything's from the Packers' point of view. Fact is, Titans kind of win every game nowadays, just about.
Vrabel, man, it's something about him. I don't know where he got it from, but it's something about him and his coaching style. You know, it's so amazing to me, though. When given the opportunity and a chance, ex-guys that have done it and been on there. I mean, obviously, one game, Jeff Saturday, he goes out, he beats the Raiders.
But how did he do it?
But he was doing well at it. Jack Del Rio, former coach, head coach, solid football player in the NFL. Wonderful. Tony Dungy, wonderful at coaching, football player. I don't know what it is, but when I look at Vrabel, I think he just takes some of his experiences as a player and applies it to his coaching style, and it works for him.
Mm. And go ahead, Max.
Well, I was going to say, Ramen in South Carolina has something to say. Go ahead. Ramen, you're on. South Carolina.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Okay. So to me, I think the Tennessee Titans are the most complimentary team in the NFL, and they should be the favorite. They're tops in the red zone D. And run D, third down D, red zone offense. We have the best punter, which will pin the other teams back. So then we can play defense and make the other team drive the entire field. That's going to be the formula for us to win the Super Bowl.
Do you think they're Super Bowl, real Super Bowl contenders? Does a quarterback who handed the game to Joe Burrow and the Bengals last year, does the quarterback stop you from saying that?
No. No, because that was a mistake. That was a couple of mistakes that was made a year ago. I can't hold him to those mistakes this year because it's a different year. Do I think
talking
that they
Tannehill,
are
yep.
Tannehill, Ryan Tannehill? I do think that just their style of play is sort of kind of what I like. I do think that you got to watch out for. You got to watch out for them. Let's just say that. You just got to watch out for them.
It's a tough draw.
Here's what I like about them. I know who the Tennessee Titans are.
Yes.
I they have an identity, which, you know, brings me back to Green Bay. What is the identity of Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers?
Competitive greatness. You didn't hear it, Jay?
I know, but it's like I thought they were supposed to have lockdown corners. They got smoked last night.
Yeah.
Like Robert Woods and company. So,
you're right,
like,
man.
Like, what is that?
You're
like,
right,
that's
Jay.
That's a major question about Matt LaFleur. I feel like coming from that, you know, him, Shanahan, people that came from that tree, it's like Matt LaFleur has been handed the best quarterback in the easiest division, and they rack up all these wins throughout the regular season, but when it gets to the nitty and gritty, like, what is their identity?
Well, they won't get out the regular season this year.
So. Yeah, right. The defense was supposed to hold it down while the young receivers were growing. The defense didn't hold it down, and the young receivers still aren't there. Chris in North Carolina, what do you think?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I think the Packers are cooked, man. You look at that game last night. They weren't able to do anything. Just go to the second quarter where Titans literally held the ball for almost 14 of the 15 minutes. Rodgers couldn't do anything. The defense can't stop the run. They can't get to the quarterback. And with limited receivers last night, the Titans, you know, marched on the field, up and down the field on the Packers. They lost 6 of 7. They've got 5 games left. Minnesota, Miami, and I want to say Philly. I don't see them winning either of those three. So, I mean, they may get 2. They got Chicago, a scrappy Chicago team. And another thing, Aaron Rodgers finally admitted fault last night. That was me sort of – I mean, that to me was him sort of waving the white flag. He's been pointing the finger at everybody, the players, the coaches. But last night he was finally like, you know, hey, that was on me. So I kind of feel like the Packers are done and Aaron Rodgers is finally ready to admit it.
No, I mean, he certainly did admit that he didn't play well, but everybody could see that you didn't play well. So to try to say that anything different, you know, that wouldn't have worked out very well for you.
I just go back to my point this morning, Max, where I was like, beginning of the year, we had Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers in the same breath, right? Like they were in the same, they were right next to each other.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
So when you see Patrick Mahomes throw for 446 yards and they
without
get the
Tyreek Hill.
Without Tyreek Hill. And then you're wondering about what pieces and how they're going to put it all together. And then you watch Aaron Rodgers last night. Think about that distance, that gap now that
you're
we're looking
so
at.
So right,
two.
Especially since whatever you want. Well, he has Andy Reid. Well, hold on a second. LaFleur came in, same team, takes over for Mike McCarthy. They weren't winning a lot, won 13 games every single year he's been the head coach. He has 3 years of 13 wins. So the coach is coaching at a certain level, right? Rodgers was playing at a certain level with Devontae. Take the receiver away, everything else stays the same, and just like that, bam, he's falling off the face of the earth. Whereas Patrick Mahomes, you take his top receiver away, same guy as ever. Congratulations to an MVP, I guess. That's coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.